Hare Krishna. Monday morning, just before I do puja, I'd like to send off this podcast to everyone so that today we can prepare ourselves for meditation. Tomorrow, it being Guru or Vyas Purnima, full moon, which celebrates the appearance there of Srila Vyasadeva, and generally in India this is also called Guru Purnima, and Vaishnavas or people worship their spiritual master on this day. They perform Vyas Puja. Srila Prabhupada followed the example of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he observed Vyas Puja on the actual appearance day of the spiritual master and mentioned that that was more personal. Still, we should remember that the spiritual master of all spiritual masters, the original author and compiler of the Vedas, Srila Vyasadeva, appeared on this day. And we should not forget to remember him, for we are so much in his debt. In Mahabharata, it's described how the great sage Parashuram, wanted to cross the Jamuna River. And he saw a fisherman's boat nearby that was being handled by Satyavati, a very, very beautiful girl. And he asked her to take him to the other side. And somewhere midstream, he became so attracted to her that he proposed to her. There's an island in the river, Jamuna, and there they conceived Vyasadeva, who is therefore called Dvaipayana. Dvipa means island, so because he was born on that island, he's called Dvaipayana, or Vedavyas, because he's the compiler of the Vedic literatures. And Srila Vyasadeva was born on this day, and not an ordinary Vyasadeva. In other words, he's not a human being, but actually an incarnation of Lord Narayan. And just like on the appearance day of different incarnations of the Lord, we should also remember the appearance of Lord Vyasadeva today and thank him for all the wonderful transcendental literature that he provided for us, especially Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Tomorrow is also the appearance day of, the disappearance day of Srila Sanatana Goswami. And it's also the first month of Chaturmasya, in which devotees have to refrain from eating spinach. Yeah, you can't drink it either. So if you want to top up on your spinach, now's the day. Today's the day to do it. Srila Sanatana Goswami is the ideal example of the spiritual master, the Sambandha Acharya, the person who teaches us what our relationship is with Krishna by the many wonderful books that he's given, like Brihad Bhagavatamrita and also Hari Bhakti Vilas. Sanatana Goswami is the eldest of the Goswamis of Vrindavan and the spiritual master of Rupa Goswami should be respected and honored as our own spiritual master. Therefore, it's not coincidental that his disappearance and Guru Purnima fall on the same day. Because we know that Sanatana Goswami was the Prime Minister of Bengal under Nawab Hussain Shah, and the story of how he escaped from the Nawab's employ and joined up with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was very, very elaborately described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was one of the first things that Srila Prabhupada himself spoke from, even on 26 Second Avenue in 1966. And Sanatana Goswami's or the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami are the most voluminous of all instructions or teachings given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And therefore devotees call these Sanatana Shiksha. They're very valuable and important instructions, the conclusion of which, as I mentioned yesterday, was the Atmarama Shloka. Devotees would do well to study these teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I know that for Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, I read those teachings along with Srila Prabhupada's purports quite a few times, and they're really, really wonderful. They can be studied and analyzed from so many different perspectives. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Sanatana Goswami the same instruction he gave Rupa. That was to go to Vrindavan, to excavate the holy places in Vrindavan, and to also write transcendental literature. Particularly, he told him that for Grihasthas, he should write the process of devotional service in this Hari Bhakti Vilas, writing down all the rules and regulations of deity worship, Grihastha life, and everything that goes along with the practice of devotional service from the conditioned state up until the liberated state. Sanatana Goswami lived at many places in Vrindavan, one of them being the hill which is known as Dvadasa Ditya Tila. This is the hill overlooking Kaliya Ghat, where after fighting with Kaliya and having been in the water for many long hours, Krishna came on top of this hill in order to dry himself, and the sun god appeared personally to warm Krishna's transcendental body. The Sanatana Goswami lived on top of that hill. He later constructed the temple that we have there, that Madan Mohan Mandir, and he also worshipped Madan Mohan, the deity there, who is now worshipped in Karoli in Rajasthan. Sanatana Goswami also lived and ultimately left his body on the bank of Manasa Ganga in Govardhan, in a place which is known as Chakratirtha, where Lord Shiva resides and is worshipped. Sanatana Goswami used to live there and do his bhajan. In fact, it's described how there were so many mosquitoes in that area that Sanatana Goswami thought of leaving for some other place because he was so disturbed by them. However, Lord Shiva appeared to him in the guise of a Brahmin and told him, "No, you just remain here and all the mosquitoes will disappear." And sure enough, there were no more mosquitoes in that place. Sanatana Goswami was extremely well-liked by not only the sadhus, dhira, dhira, janapriyo, but also by the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the Brajvasis. In fact, they treated him like an elder father, and he would wander around Vrindavan meeting the Brajvasis. He knew them by name. He knew when their daughters are likely to get married. He asked about their crops, their marriage, their welfare, the welfare of their animals. He was very intimately intertwined with their lives, and as such he was very much loved by them. And because he always gave spiritual advice to all Vaishnavas, be they Brijbasis or Sadakas or Siddhas who came there to practice devotional service. Therefore, everyone offered great respect to him. In fact, when Sanatana Goswami actually left his body on this Purnima day, then all the Brijbasis, all the sadhus, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan came there to offer their respect to him. And his transcendental body was taken from Govardhan back to Dwadasa Ditya Tila, and somewhat halfway up the hill, overlooking the Jamuna, Sanatan Goswami Samadhi can be seen at the present time. It's a very beautiful place, very peaceful place, where if one goes there, then you can hear the cooing of doves and the chatter of parrots. And some Vaishnavas say that for those who are spiritually advanced, they can still see Sanatan Goswami at the present time, wandering along the paths of Vrindavan. He was so renowned, Sanatan Goswami, that he would simply take some chapati dough, roll it in water, and throw it into the fire. And that would harden and somewhat cook the flour, and he would eat that. That was all that he would eat, and not even with salt. This same type of little dough balls are offered at Sanatan Goswami's Samadhi. Devotees visiting Vrindavan should not fail to go there and offer their obeisances. Those of us today who are not in Vrindavan and cannot offer directly our obeisances to Sanatan Goswami, we should bow down and we should offer prayers at his lotus feet. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada quotes one verse which he seemed to know very well, because at the disappearance of his godbrother, Keshav Maharaj, he also sent this verse to Keshav Maharaj's followers by way of tribute, and he simply changed the name from Sanatan to Keshava. Anyway, it says, Vairagi Bhakti Rasam Prayatna Rapayayam Mam Anibishtu Mandam Kripam Budhirya Paradukka Dukki Sanatanastam Prabhurashrayami. As I just read this, I noticed that there's a mistake in the Sanskrit in the second line in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Sloka. But the translation is, I was willing to drink the nectar of devotional service possessed of renunciation, but Sanatana Goswami, out of his causeless mercy, made me drink it, even though I was otherwise unable to do so. Therefore, he is an ocean of mercy. He is very compassionate to fallen souls like me, and thus it is my duty to offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. We should also pray to Sanatana Goswami that he helps us drink of the nectar of devotional service possessed of renunciation, that we do not remain embroiled in the attached situations that we find ourselves in. And even if we don't want to drink, we pray that he make us drink that. And because he is very, very compassionate, we should therefore, even if for no other reason, out of duty, offer our respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet today. Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai.